what tunes do you listen to in the car when you're driving? Is it a bit of rock or maybe upbeat, or do you prefer something like Stephen, a nice soothing ballad? New research has revealed the top 20 driving tracks. Most of them, I'm not surprised to hear, are actually from the 70s and 80s, because quite frankly, that's the best era for music. Over 90% of drivers questioned said that the music actually makes them feel happy. Starting with number 5, here are the top tracks. Love that last one. But do they represent your top 5? What else would you put in there? And why do you think music makes you feel better, makes you feel happy? On the line, showbiz commentator Kelly Allen and the writer Andrea McVeigh. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Were you surprised, Kelly Allen, by the top tracks and what people had picked? Or do you just think that's what you like to hear when you're driving down the road?
I'm not really surprised. I think, I mean, they're all classics and they're good for a sing-along. And I think that's the thing about when I'm driving, I like to sing along, really blast it out and sing along with the tracks. And I think those are the sort of tracks that people would want to sing.
I hate that Eye of the Tiger song, Andrew McVeigh. It's one of the most overplayed songs. Why can we not be more original when it comes to what we listen to in the car?
Well, it is. It's the classics. It's the sing-along. It's the sort of stadium anthems, the ones that everybody knows. But I do worry about, does it make people dangerously drive, or drive dangerously, to put it better? You know, because you're bombing along the road, you're listening to Bon Jovi, or you're listening to The Eye of the Tiger. And you can't, have you seen that film Baby Driver, where the guy's a getaway driver?
No.
To heist, and it's fantastic soundtrack. And I sort of think, do you think you're in the film Baby Driver? So, you know, you're pulling skids and donuts to the sound of Bon Jovi, when really you're in the
what
car.
What kind of way do you drive around Belfast pulling skids? Surely the music you listen to, does it affect your mood that much? Do you think it would make you drive faster if it's a fast-paced song?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I love Bat Out of Hell. I love Meatloaf. That's my guilty pleasure. I love Bat Out of Hell. And I do, and I don't listen to my own music in the car. I always listen to radio because I like to be surprised and entertained by what might come on next, and you never know. And I do think
angered.
If Bat Out of Hell ever comes on, I probably will be a dangerous driver. But the alternative is true, in that music can affect your mood in the opposite way. I can get really, really sad listening to a song on the radio. And this is a true story, and it's sad, but it's quite funny. My mum loved Simon and Garfunkel, and we played Bridge Over Troubled Water at her funeral. And one day on the Ormo Road, the traffic was terrible. Trying to get home, we were stuck in a traffic jam for 20 minutes, and Bridge Over Troubled Water came on the radio. I sat in the car bawling my eyes out, like absolutely sobbing.
Really?
And yeah, anybody who was driving past me would have just looked at me and thought, what is wrong?
So a song came on the radio and yes, you started to cry.
Yeah, because it had been played at my mum's funeral, and you're sitting in a car, and it brings up terribly sad.
I suppose, I guess,
but like sobbing.
Yeah, and I guess I understand that, because music, the great thing about music is you can quite often associate it with things in your past. Same with like smells and different sounds.
Yeah, because, and that's the power of music. That's why people love it. That's what moves people to tears. That's why you can get like 20,000 people in a stadium all chanting and singing the same song. It has that power of that emotion. And, you know, it can be a dangerous weapon, I think.
I reckon Kelly Allen is one of those people that likes to sing along but doesn't know any of the words. I'm looking at what else is on. Number 10, Black Eyed Peas. Cyndi Lauper at number 9. Pharrell Williams, the Happy song. Hate that song as well.
I hate that song.
Totally overplayed. And then there's
What's
a bit of Wham.
Wrong with you,
Well, because that song about being happy, if you hear it every day, 50 times a day, that's not going to make you happy. Do you think are we any different here in Northern Ireland, Kelly, when it comes to our music taste? Sometimes I think we're a bit more old-fashioned, which is not a bad thing.
I think you're probably right. And we obviously like our local artists. We like Snow Patrol, Ash, that sort of band. We like Irish music. So I think we are a bit more old-fashioned. And obviously we're driving city as well, and driving country, where lots of the places they are traveling by train, so they're listening to the music on their phones, where we're tuned into the car, whether it's through the through playing CDs or MP3 or actually listening to the radio.
And why do you think that the songs that made this top 20, most of them were from like the 70s, 80s, a couple from the 90s?
I think people just have their favourites. And songs now, you come, you like them, and then they sort of go. And we consume music in such a different way than we used to. So we can listen to old songs whenever we feel like it, rather than just having to wait for them to come on a playlist on a radio station. We can have them on our phone, listen to them if we want.
I think it's one of those things, it reflects your mood, because sometimes when I'm in the car, Andrea, I want to listen to music, and I'll quite often then pick what I want to listen to as opposed to listen to a music station. But then sometimes you want a bit of speech, you want a bit of talk radio, and I don't mean like literally talk radio, but like Radio Ulster, so you flick that on as well. But it can really affect how you feel, your mood and your whole temperament.
Yes, well, absolutely, that's the case. But that's kind of what I like about radio, rather than choosing my own playlist, because if it's my own playlist, I'll know what's coming next. But if it's a radio, you can just always have that element of surprise that you don't know what's coming next. This is a brilliant song. I haven't heard this for 20 years. And I think the reason that the songs from the 70s and 80s are most popular is that, A, they're the best decade for music anyway.
The 80s is the best decade now. Be specific.
Well, I do agree that the 80s, from 1980 to 1990, was the best decade for music ever. I really do believe that. I mean, I'm three of the best bands as well. But, you know, I think it's also probably the age of the respondents to the survey, that we're all now of an age in our 30s, 40s and 50s, and we like the music of our youth. Because
okay.
I think the music you listen to as a teenager is the music that stays with you.
I have to stop you there, though. Margaret is on the line. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning,
Vinny, you don't drive it. You're all right. You don't drive a car yourself, Margaret.
No, but I drive a wee mobility scooter.
Right, and do you play music on it?
No, but I sing away to myself, and I bumped into Hugo Duncan one morning, and
literally, you hit him with your scooter.
Well, if I was in the front and the back of it, and I tried to knock people down, I don't like, but it doesn't work.
Right. Well, we wouldn't advise knocking anyone down. And what do you sing on the scooter?
I always sing away to myself, even when I'm up making breakfast, which I'm doing at the minute.
Give us a wee belt of something, Margaret.
A wee bell, a wee song.
Aye.
I'm not a good singer like I'm out there, but you know.
Well, go on ahead. What would you sing?
Not on the X Factor or anything like I'm up. I love you just the way you are, Billy Joel.
See, I like that. That's good. That's pretty good. I'm impressed with that. You get on your mobility scooter today and you sing that at the top of your lungs, all right?
And I like to sing too. Do you know Elvis Presley?
Listen.
But I put my own words into it.
We'll ask Shan to play some Elvis later on. Margaret, thank you very much. Thanks to Andrea and Kelly.